day's lesson from Isaiah is a cry of a desperate people. Having given up on polite and respectfully restrained prayers to God, "Tear open the heavens and come down," they cry. Isaiah prays the prayer of someone who longs to be in communication with God, and yet cannot see or hear God. He represents a people for whom God is completely absent from their lives. I read this passage this week and started to think about how many are praying that prayer or one like it these days. We're a modern people, aren't we? We want to have God right beside us anytime we need God, anytime we want to order Him up. We want it to be like it was for the Apostle Paul when he met God in that blinding flash on the Damascus Road. If God were with us always in that blinding flash, then all of the doubts and all of the challenges of faith would be gone. You see, earlier in his life, Isaiah had an experience with God. It's probably my favorite verse from the Bible. One day Isaiah was praying in the temple and the heavens were opened. And Isaiah looked right up into heaven and saw God sitting upon a throne clear as day. But you see, when we reach today's lesson, much time has passed in Isaiah's life. In today's scripture, Isaiah is no longer that idealistic young man on his way up. But he's an old man returned with his people from exile, returned to a city and the temple in ruins. Maybe Isaiah was remembering his vision as a young man in the temple, as he blurted out, "God, tear open the heavens and come down." I got to thinking that my profession would be considerably easier if God was always present and always visible and clear as day standing beside us. But in my 30 years of experience, that's not the way it is with God. Now, I have to admit that for some people, there is the blinding flash of light. For others, there is that unmistakable voice from above. But I think that God speaks more quietly and without all the pyrotechnics. I get frustrated these days when the solutions by some Christian groups are offered up easier than fast food with chapter and verse. Well, I'm one, as you well know, that believes that when the Scripture was written, God did not stop communicating with us. I believe God is active and working in our world, active and working here in this church, and in each of our lives. It's our ability to hear and to discern that voice of God that is lacking. As a people of faith existing in our modern world, it's too easy to be deaf to God's voice. It's hard enough just getting through day to day. I guess more than any other time in my adult life, the Christian church and people of all faiths seek to hear some word from the Lord. We want God to somehow communicate with us in a voice that's loud and unmistakably clear. A voice that gives us some sort of direction. And yet, you know, I wonder, if God did this, would we believe any better than we do now? Or would we find ways of explaining it away? I wonder, would we all experience it and interpret that voice from heaven all the same? You see, when the resurrected Christ appeared to Paul on the Damascus Road, you need to notice the difference in the way Paul heard these voices compared to those who were with him. Paul clearly heard the voice of Christ so clearly that his voice was changed forever. But those who were walking with him heard nothing. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul tells his own story, and he tells it very differently and quietly, in subdued tones. It's really quite different from the way Luke tells it in Acts, with a vision and the light and the voice. Sometimes the difference lies in the way you tell something. My point here is relatively simple. And that is, sometimes it is only through the eyes and the ears of faith that we're able to get the message. Sometimes God speaks, but we need to be listening in order to hear. Sometimes God is there, but in the noise of this troubled world, in the midst of our crazy level of activities, it's hard to hear Him. We need to have ears that are actively listening for a word from the Lord. We need to be a people not only listening, but a people willing to follow when we hear that voice. I wonder what kind of ear we bring to the hearing. The people who saw the miracles of Jesus, most of them did not proclaim Him as the Messiah, but rather said, "How did you do that?" Like normal people. Rarely is God obvious, and that's especially so in our modern world. Sure, we can see God in action when times of crisis hit and people reach out in selflessness. We may even see the God in our world in the generosity and the goodwill of the Christmas season. But as people of faith, we're called to live our lives differently every day, led by God's loving Spirit in each and every day throughout the year. And if you think about it, that was the way Jesus lived His life. Listening to God each and every day, following the way that God led, even when it was tough. Not too long ago, I came across an analogy that I've shared with you before. But it seems to be such a wonderful characterization of the Christian mission. It says, if you look directly into the sun, you will only be blinded. You must see the sun indirectly, in the sun's reflection. Maybe it's mostly that way between us and God. The season of Advent that we are in marks the beginning of a new Christian year. It's a time of hope. It's a time of celebration. It's a time in the weeks before Christmas to prepare ourselves to hear God's voice. If we are to see the fragile light which dawns among us in Christ, we must pay attention. If we're to hear the songs of the angels, we must first be silent. What could you do this Advent season that would make you better able to see God's subtle appearances among us? I dare say that when most of the people first saw that baby in Bethlehem, they saw only another poor baby. Yet for those who were listening, here was Emmanuel, God with us. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we come to you now as little children to thank you for the wondrous season of Advent and Christmas. And we ask, Lord, that you fill us once again with that true joy of the birth so long ago. Let us remember the meaning of this most special gift that you've given us. We pray that you help each of us to avoid being caught up in the rush and the commercialism of our modern day. We pray that you help us to be more in tune with your Holy Spirit. We pray that that Spirit might help us to find a deeper meaning in our gatherings and inspire us to recommit our lives to you. We pray that the love and the joy that surrounds the celebration of your Son's birth remain with us, Lord. Be with us throughout this season as we come to Bethlehem's manger to worship our King. Fill us with all the joy and the wonderment of that Christmas season. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.